This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, July 9. Sharing the good things of God. Our reading comes from Numbers chapter 10. On the 20th day of the second month of the second year, the cloud lifted from above the tabernacle of the covenant law. Then the Israelites set out from the desert of Sinai and traveled from place to place until the cloud came to rest in the desert of Paran. They set out, this first time, at the Lord's command through Moses. The divisions of the camp of Judah went first, under their standard. Nahshon, son of Amminadab, was in command. Nathanael, son of Zuar, was over the division of the tribe of Issachar. And Eliab, son of Helon, was over the division of the tribe of Zebulun. Then the tabernacle was taken down, and the Gershonites and Merarites who carried it set out. The divisions of the camp of Reuben were next, under their standard. Elijah, son of Shedeur, was in command. Shelemiel, son of Zurishaddai, was over the division of the tribe of Simeon. And Eliasaph, son of Deuel, was over the division of the tribe of Gad. Then the Kohathites set out, carrying the holy things. The tabernacle was to be set up before they arrived. The divisions of the camp of Ephraim went next, under their standard. Elishama, son of Ammihud, was in command. Gamaliel, son of Pedazur, was over the division of the tribe of Manasseh. And Abidan, son of Gideoni, was over the division of the tribe of Benjamin. Finally, as the rear guard for all the units, the divisions of the camp of Dan set out under their standard. Ahiezer, son of Ammishaddai, was in command. Pagiel, son of Ochran, was over the division of the tribe of Asher. And Ahira, son of Enan, was over the division of the tribe of Naphtali. This was the order of march for the Israelite divisions as they set out. Now Moses said to Hobab, son of Reuel the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, we are setting out for the place about which the Lord said, I will give it to you. Come with us, and we will treat you well, for the Lord has promised good things to Israel. He answered, No, I will not go. I am going back to my own land and my own people. But Moses said, Please do not leave us. You know where we should camp in the wilderness, and you can be our eyes. If you come with us, we will share with you whatever good things the Lord gives us. So they set out from the mountain of the Lord and traveled for 3 days. The Ark of the Covenant of the Lord went before them during those 3 days to find them a place to rest. The cloud of the Lord was over them by day when they set out from the camp. Whenever the ark set out, Moses said, Rise up, Lord. May your enemies be scattered. May your foes flee before you. Whenever it came to rest, he said, Return, Lord, to the countless thousands of Israel. After a long period of camping at Sinai, Israel was finally ready to head into the wilderness. Each family group marched in line, with the cloud of the Lord leading them. As they set out, Moses asked his brother-in-law, Hobab, to come with them. Hobab was familiar with the desert, and the Israelites would benefit from his skills as a guide. Moses' invitation wasn't made just for what Hobab could do, but also for what Israel could share with him. Moses said, Come along, for the Lord has promised good things to Israel. Moses knew that God would bless Israel, and he wanted Hobab to experience that. In this way, Moses was inviting Hobab to join in the spiritual inheritance of Israel. Sometimes we resist sharing our faith because we feel like we're pushing something on someone else. But when we share the good news of Jesus Christ, we are calling others to come along and experience God's grace and love. God calls us to keep sharing His good news and love with others, always. Moses promised Hobab, We will share with you whatever good things the Lord gives us. Sharing the good things of God is always a part of our living with God. Whom could you invite to come along on the journey of grace and faith? A friend or relative? God's grace? A friend or relative? God's grace is too good to keep to ourselves. Let's share it. Pray with me. Lord God, may we be faithful to share your good gifts, your love, peace, forgiveness, and joy. Give us courage to invite others into life with you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.